last year happened to be a year that we never expected. Our lives changed, and we hoped that maybe things will improve, or rather change back to normal, and we will live our lives like we lived before the pandemic. Many, many people lost their families, others lost their friends, others lost their neighbors, and even professions to this pandemic. Schools were closed, companies were shut down, and businesses were shut down, and that resulted to many people losing their jobs. But here we are, still taking our first steps into a new year, experiencing the first few days of this new year that we just started. And we're walking into this year, hoping that the coming days will be brighter than the past year. Even though we're still in the pandemic mode of life, as I call it, this new year looks promising. When I say pandemic mode of life, I'm talking about quarantine, sanitizing, social distancing, and wearing a face mask everywhere, every time. But despite of all that, we gotta live on, as in life goes on. We have to hold on to hope and continue living while hoping that those safe days, those happy days, those healthy days, those free days will one day come back to us. Even if we don't know and we're not yet sure when that will happen, we gotta have some hope. This year is still new and it's still young, so that means we still have a lot of time to work on our goals, to work on our resolutions, and let our burning ambitions guide us throughout this year and many, many more years to come. So those goals that you had set, start working on them. And while doing that, remember to stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. And I wish you a happy new year, full of love, full of joy, full of motivation and opportunity. Much love. I'm your host, Zuleika. Have a happy listening. Thank you.